We bring in our man, Hal Gill. Skillsy is with us. What's up, Hal? How are you?
I'm doing all right, guys. Happy summer. Hope you guys are enjoying the... It's a little ridiculous, but I'm taking it all in.
Hey, that's all you can do. NHL draft coming up on Friday and Saturday, and obviously... This could be a big weekend for the Nashville Predators picking fifth overall. I believe it's 9 total draft picks, including 3 in the first round. Barry Trotz could do a lot of wheeling and dealing come Friday and Saturday to really make this team better. But I'm curious of your thoughts of what the balance should be of looking for the future, building for the future, but also trying to stay competitive in the now, knowing that last season was such a big disappointment.
Yeah, as much as last season was a disappointment, I still think you have a lot of great players, you know, that deserve a chance to win and win now. So, and I know there's a lot of those great players that are watching going, please give us a chance. We let you down last year, but we can do something here. So they're hoping that something good happens. I will tell you, if I was on this team, I'd be very focused. Usually the draft comes and, you know, you're like, all right, whatever. You know, I'll have to deal with these kids down the road and you don't really worry about it. But I'm expecting a lot of trades going into this and coming out of draft picks being moved for players. And I think that's something that the Preds certainly could do is move picks and pick up players that could play now. So I'd be real attentive to this draft as a player on the Preds this year.
Do you think that one of the top priorities needs to be a defenseman? And I think going into this, we thought right shot defenseman to play with Josi, but now with Roman's POTS diagnosis, do you think that it could be a left shot too, just to have an insurance policy to make sure that back end is shored up?
Yeah, the back end, they do need someone. I don't know if that, if that comes through the draft and trading picks or picking up a free agent or there's also the offer sheets that can be thrown out there. There's a lot of different ways to go about getting it, but they certainly need someone. I think they are really high on Molendijk, and I think he's going to get a look. Does that mean he plays with Yost, or does that mean they need to get someone else to play with him? A lot of different combinations that you can go with, and you got to find out if you believe in some of the younger guys or if you need to bring someone in. But I definitely think they do need at least one to be brought in.
Hal, when they brought back Eric Halla last week, I thought the next announcement would be that you're coming back. I got all excited.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not going to happen. Sorry. I used to have that dream for a few years after I retired, but now that dream is gone now.
Well, Chase and I will carry that dream on for you. With the 3 picks in the first round, I know you want to hit on the 5th pick. Is there a chance with that 3rd pick in the first round, you could take kind of a gamble on a guy, a flyer on a guy that maybe you wouldn't take with the 5th pick or the top 20? Just kind of somebody like, all right, let's take this guy, take a chance on him. Or do you need to go with somebody who's like, all right, we know the road for this guy is going to be here in 3 to 4 years, blah, 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 on and on.
Yeah, I think it's tough. You're always looking for a flyer and you always want to take a chance on a guy. But at the same time, you know, they're kids. They're all kind of flyers, right? I mean, they're all 18 and, you know, you look at where they were playing and what kind of competition they were playing against. You know, there's some kids like the BC kid, Higgins, that played against college guys. And so you have a good idea of what he does against college. Other kids are juniors and they're playing against junior kids and it's a different game. And so of course you go to the AHL and the NHL and it's a pecking order on the way up and you're trying to see what guy fits the NHL game ultimately. And so they're all flyers, but I think with the capital that they have, it, why wouldn't you take a risk? You know, the first round, you get labeled as a first rounder, even if you go in the late, you know, 26th pick, it's still first round, but it's really not that far off of a second rounder. And so I think out of the top five and six, I think you kind of, and this year seems different, doesn't it? I mean, there's a lot of swapping going on with who's the best top player in this draft. So I think there's going to be someone that's going to take a flyer on someone. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, right. A lot of swapping going on. They might take a player down from West Haven. Hey, Hal, let me excuse me. With what's the Hal Gill timetable for the number five pick to be in Nashville? A year, 2 years, start of the season?
It all depends on the player. I think a lot of these guys are young. I think with the, and you know, we look at, you know, guys like Bedard that come out. I don't know if there's one of those guys this year that is popping off the page and saying he's got to play this year. You know, I think last year's draft, you know, you could see some of those guys were just, they're NHL built and ready. But this year, I don't know if they are. And so I think it's a tough year to be, you know, a top pick for the Preds. But at the same time, there's a lot of good players. They're just going to take some time to get into the game and to come up. But that doesn't mean that they're not high-end capable and that they're not going to get there. I just don't think there's any guys right now that I've seen or I've heard of that are just going to pop off the page and be NHL ready. So no matter who it is, I think it's going to take a couple years.
Hal Gill is with us on the Chasing Big Joe show. If you're Barry Trotz and it's looking like Mitch Marner is going to hit the market and go to free agency, I'm not doing it, but would Hal Gill do it?
I am torn. After watching the playoffs, especially this year, and it's always the case, you want a playoff guy. You know, you look at Marchand and Bennett, Tkachuk, all of the Florida's rats, so to speak, are their best players. They score goals and they're rats and they go out and compete and battle. You know, Marner hasn't proven to me that he's that guy that can go and score big goals in playoffs. And so how much money is he worth? How much money is he going to get? That's the question. Like if you're going to pay a guy $12 million, you're going to want a guy that's going to win. You know, like it's not just good enough to put up a bunch of points and be as awesome as Marner is without going out and getting it done when it matters. So I just think the price tag is going to be too high. And so I would steer away from it, but he's a heck of a player, a lot of fun to watch. And the good thing about him is he makes everyone around him better. So, you know, even Matthews, at times I saw him, you know, stuttering and didn't look that good. And all of a sudden he goes on a line with Marner and he starts lighting it up again. I just feel like Marner pushes the pace and makes plays.
Hal, when you drafted in 1993, did you have any idea you were going to Boston?
I didn't know that the draft was happening. I got a.
Why does that not shock me?
I thought it was one of my buddies messing around with me, and then he said, "No, this is Joe Lyons from the Boston Bruins," and I laughed at him. I think I handed the phone off to my mom because I was like, "I don't know who this is, and I don't know why they're messing with me." So, yeah, it wasn't really a thing. And being an eighth rounder, you know, they weren't inviting me to go to wherever it was. It's a good point. I don't know where it even was. It wasn't a thing, and it was an honor to be drafted by the Bruins, being from Boston. And it got me some street cred. All my friends thought I was pretty cool, but it didn't really matter that much in my mind other than that's pretty cool. And then I just went to work, and I played hockey the way I always did.
What were you doing? I mean, I'm befuddled by this, Hal.
I just mowed the lawn and I was inside, and I remember, you know, we had the big long cord on the phone, and so I had the long cord, and I went over and I walked all the way across the room to hand the phone off to my mom. You know, just like I had no idea. I didn't even really know there was a draft. And I had a couple friends that got drafted, but I didn't really think it was anything that I should be concerned with.
That is fantastic. Hal, before we let you go, we haven't heard from Andrew Brunette yet since, you know, it was basically decided he was going to be back. What's something you want to see from him when he walks into training camp coming up in September that will kind of make you think, all right, he's taken some time to really look at things, look at himself as a coach, and hit reset?
I don't think there's any one thing in particular that I would look for from him. I will 100% be looking at players. Are they buying in? If the players buy in, then we got something going. And that's not just one or two. I think he needs everyone buying in. And if he gets that, then I think they're going to have success. I think he's a smart coach in recognizing systems and how to play them. I just think he needs to get the buy-in from every guy on the team. And if he gets that, then I think they're going to be cooking with some gas.
Yep, I think you are correct, sir. Hal, appreciate it. As always, we're looking forward to this Friday, and I know you'll be out and about, but it's going to be here before we know it. So thanks so much for doing this.
I know, exciting times. This then leading up to unrestricted free agency, I think there's going to be some fireworks, so I'm excited about it.
Yep, no doubt about it. Thanks, Hal.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers. Hal Gill, a.k.a. Skillsy, joining us here on the program. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.